Hi, 103. How are you doing today? We're in chapter 14. Chapter 14 is a very light introduction to the concept of game theory. Game theory is a body of mathematics used to help us understand situations where there's a small group of people that interact with one another. So your behavior is going to influence my behavior, and my behavior is going to influence your behavior. And so how am I going to figure out what to do if I don't know what your behavior is? I'm going to have to make some kind of assumptions about your behavior. So game theory helps us try to understand this interaction and helps us come up with some equilibrium predictions. Notice how different this is from what we've looked at so far. Up until now, every time I went and bought an apple in the store, I could care less what you did. I don't care if you bought apples or oranges or whatever. Your actions had no influence on the price, and therefore no influence on me. When we looked at the price searching behavior in chapter 13, well, I was the only person in the market. So, you know, there was nobody to interact with. So anyway, game theory is a situation where, you know, we're small numbers and interactions really matter a lot. Question four is kind of a fun question. One, it'll help us see how to solve for Nash equilibrium. It's a fun question because it's got two equilibrium. And of the two equilibria, the one of them doesn't make much sense. And so we see that there's kind of a shortcoming to Nash equilibria. Anyway, so let's look at what it is. It seems like a very specific question, but it actually has all kinds of applications. Anyway, here we are. So your brother's taking your Halloween candy. Gee, that happened to me all the time as a kid. And he's consuming in his bedroom. You pound on the door and you say, you're coming in and you want your candy back. And you think you're going to share the candy 50-50. Your brother yells back, if you come in this room, I'm going to punch you in the nose. And I'm going to throw the candy out the window. You and your brother are about equal in strength, and you're sure that if a fight breaks out, you'll both have sore noses and no candy. You also know that your brother doesn't like a sore nose and that he understands your relative strengths as well. What to do? So essentially, this is a game where somebody is threatening you, and they're threatening you with a bad outcome that also hurts them to make you change your behavior, to do what they want you to do. So let's see what we can see here. So let's look at the next one. Is that not working? No, the boom, boom. Sooner or later, I'm going to get this right. There we go. All right. So let's move me down here. So here's the next part of the question. So this part of the question tells us what the payoffs actually are. So the payoffs of the game are below, and they show the possible outcomes from each of your strategies. The first two numbers, the first number in the cell is your payoff. The second number in the cell is your brother's. So you've seen these game matrices in the textbook. This is what's called the normal form of a game. So here you are, and this first number is your payoff. Now, this reason why there's four payoffs is because where you are depends on what happens. If you stay out of the room and your brother, he's decided he's going to share, well, you stayed out of the room, and so you get nothing. The second number refers to your brother. He's going to get 100 if you stay out of the room. Now, if you stay out of the room, your brother might have decided to fight, but it really doesn't matter what your brother decides he's going to do if you stay out of the room. You're going to get 0, and he's going to get 100. Now, if you enter the room and your brother decides he's going to share the candy, then you're going to get 50 and he'll get 50. If, on the other hand, you enter the room and your brother has decided to fight you, there's no candy, and you get a bloody nose, and so you both get a -5. So let's see if we can use our little trick on figuring out the Nash equilibriums. And that little trick is to say, let me assume, suppose your brother decides, yeah, you're going to stay out. If you stay out, your brother says, well, I get 100 if I share. I get 100 if I fight. So your brother is indifferent between these two outcomes. And so we'll just draw a line with an arrowhead here and an arrowhead here, just to show that your brother is indifferent. Now down here, if you decide to enter and your brother decides to share, he gets 50. If you decide to enter and your brother decides to fight, he gets -5. Well, clearly your brother would say -50 is greater than -5. Notice that for your brother, both arrowheads are pointing to the left here, but there is one arrowhead pointing to the right. We would say that your brother weakly prefers to share. Now, what about you? Which way do your arrows go? If your brother is going to share and you stay out, you get 0, but if you enter, you get 50. Clearly, you like 50 better than you like 0. On the other hand, if you stay out and your brother decides to fight, you get 0. But if you decide to enter and your brother decides to fight, you get -5. You know, you prefer 0 to -5, and so your arrowhead goes in that direction. Notice that your arrowheads are going in opposite directions. That means that you do not have a dominant strategy. Your best strategy, your best response, depends on what your brother is going to do. Now, to find the Nash equilibrium, we look at where do the arrowheads meet. And we see here that there are two spots. So the first spot is that you decide to enter and your brother decides to share. So put a little star beside that one, and that means that's a Nash equilibrium. The other arrowheads meet here. So this is also a Nash equilibrium, right? If you think your brother will fight, you better stay out. And if you're gonna stay out, well, your brother is perfectly rational to decide to fight. So that's a Nash equilibrium. So there's two, and we found them. Now, the second question is from an economic point of view, is there anything odd about one of the equilibria? And the answer is yes, there is something odd about one of these equilibria. And the one that's odd is this one. Why is it odd? Your brother is basically exploiting a time element here, right? He's saying, if you enter in the future, I'm going to fight you in the future. And so then you might stay out now. But what would happen if you accidentally, you decided to stay out and your brother decided to fight, but you accidentally leaned on the door and it turned out it wasn't even locked and you fell inside the room. So you actually ended up entering. Would your brother decide to fight and end up with this outcome? And the answer is no. Your brother would actually share. So this threat of fighting is not credible. We say this is it's not credible. If your brother actually found himself in a position where he had to fight, he wouldn't fight. He's only saying that he's going to fight because he thinks you're going to stay out. So it's cheap talk. If he actually was faced with the real threat of you fighting, he'd be down here, and then in which case he'd want to share the candy. So even though you know there's two Nash equilibrium, you should realize that one of the Nash equilibrium is not very clever, is not very credible. And so as a result, you should enter the room, right? All right, talk to you next time.